My name is Carl Barge.
I'm Evelyn Barge.
And we congratulate your congregation on your 35-year anniversary. We are honored to be invited to share with you, and we spent these years in Korea. We spent 3 years there. It seems like a short period of time, but the 3 years that we spent in Korea have meant a lot to our lives. We were in Daegu from 1962 to 1965. Before many of you were born. We came as civilians from Canada because we heard of the awful things that were happening in Korea. We were asked to share some of our stories, some of our experiences in Korea during that time. Evelyn and I were married in 1961. We came from poor families, and we had to pay off our debts from the university. So I was teaching in northern Manitoba, which is north of North Dakota. It was very cold up there, 40 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And I was planning to do graduate work in seminary after the 1 year of teaching and paying off our debts. I was 25, Evelyn was 21. I was admitted, and they found a job for Evelyn so that we could pay our way through college and get our seminary degree. It's at that time that the Mennonite Central Committee from Akron, Pennsylvania phoned us up to our surprise. The Mennonite Central Committee is our relief agency of the Mennonite churches of North America, Canada, and the United States. And they have relief agencies in about 50 different countries. On the phone, the person asked me from Akron, Pennsylvania, which was the main office, and he asked, would you consider going to India, Algeria, Haiti, or Korea? And I said, we're not interested in any of those countries. We're planning to go to seminary and become a pastor of a church. The voice on the phone said, will you pray about it? I said, yes. I sat down on a green couch in northern Manitoba in our little shack, and I opened the Bible to Matthew 25. Jesus says, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. A voice inside me said, do you believe that? If I said no, then the voice inside me said, why would you go to seminary if you don't believe this? If you say yes, then why don't you go? I was caught in what we psychologists call a double bind. Evelyn and I agreed to go to Korea. I did not want to go. I did not want to serve the poor people. I thought they should help themselves. The war was over and had been over for about 9 years in 1962. But many of the people had been driven south by the North Korean armies so that they were in the Pusan perimeter, just north of Daegu. And there were thousands and thousands of people sleeping in culverts, in under bridges, under houses, often in holes in the ground, and in weather that was as cold as it is here. I was asked to be the director of the Korea program. It's the largest NCC program that was available. We had 200 orphan boys in the school, junior or senior high school, 5,000 people in the feeding station every day, 7,000 children in orphanages that were around the city, around the town. We had nurses that were working in hospitals to train local staff on how to work with people. There was a Western staff of 17 and a Korean staff of 70, and I was a 25-year-old, and I was supposed to be the director of this program. And I hadn't even balanced my own checkbook. MCC provided no salary for our staff. They provided transportation, they provided housing and some clothes and the basic things, but they provided $15 a month for toothpaste. When we landed in Pusan, I saw many boys lined up on the harbor, barefoot, dirty, weak, looking hungry. They were about 8 to 12 years old. And I said to myself, or a voice inside me said, this is why you are here. And I knew then that the call of God was for us to be there. We saw poor families under houses, hiding in culverts, in shacks, digging in the ground, just trying to stay alive. MCC, the Mennonite Central Committee, the agency that sent us, provided blankets and food supplies, and so we distributed those. We did that in the name of Christ. To follow Jesus meant to provide service in His name. I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I gave up my dream to become a pastor of a church. It changed my life and our lives together. And the message is still for us today. Follow me. It has been a rewarding life for us.
I'd like to add.
Yes. 좀 불편하신 분들에 잠깐만 요약을 해드리겠습니다. 1906년 캐나다에서 캐나다로 사실은 캐나다에 오셔서 좀 이제 사모님이 말씀을 해주시겠지만 캐나다에서 61년에 오셔서 신학을 하시려고 하다가 MCC,
that's
the United Central Committee. MCC에서 조금 전에 들은 친구들 아프리카나 아시아나 한국에 가를 위한 이민에 있을 때 이분들이 안 가시려고 하고 신학교를 가시려고 했지만 전화를 하신 분이 마태복음 25장 35절 너희 내가 굶주렸을 때 나를 먹였고 내가 목마랐을 때 나를 내게 물을 줬다 그 말씀을 소개하면서 이 말씀을 믿느냐 그 말씀을 믿는다면 믿지 않는 믿는다면 신학교 가는 것뿐이 아니라 주님의 말씀에 순종해야 되지 않느냐 하는 도전을 주셨을 때 그 말씀을 놓고 기도하다가 이제 한국으로 가시겠는데 또 자세한 건 말씀을 하시겠지만 한국에 가서 1962년에 부산에 배로 도착을 하셔서 거기에서 대구로 가셔서 거기서 고아들을 돕기 위해서 사역을 시작하셨습니다. 아마 이제 계속 말씀을 나눠주실 텐데 거기까지 대구로 가신 그 배경을 설명을 해드렸고 아마 사모님께서 더 자세한 다른 스토리를 가정 스토리를 소개를 해주실 것 같습니다. 그리고 궁금한 거 있으면 적어두셨다가 나중에 질문하시기 바랍니다.
I would like to add some words to what Carl has already said. Well, to thank you for, also thank you for inviting us on this special occasion. We feel very honored. And it's been a blessing to think about those many years ago and our experience that we had, 1962 to 65. We also wanted to share with you a little bit of how MCC directly affected both of us and our families. MCC, the Mennonite Central Committee, was formed in the United States in 1920 to assist Mennonites who were experiencing famine in Ukraine, which was then Russia. MCC sent food and other aid to them. It was also a time of social and political unrest with the emergence of communism under Stalin. A number of our relatives, including Carl's grandparents and one of my uncles, were sent into exile in Siberia. My one grandmother came to Canada with the support of the Mennonite Central Committee, along with my father, my uncle, and aunt. My other grandmother came to Canada with the support of MCC, a widow with five children. We were very poor. The village where both of us, both Carl and I, grew up, was comprised of refugees from Ukraine, which was then Russia. As we became settled there, there was a strong missionary focus. We were not saved just to indulge ourselves. Service was a way to show our gratitude to God, and we felt that growing up. The experience in South Korea had another direct effect on us. We were 25 and 21 at the time. We learned about living in another culture, as many of you are doing here in State College. We learned that not everybody ate meat and potatoes the way we did. But some people in some parts of the world preferred rice and kimchi. We learn to appreciate the kindness and grace of people from another culture. We learned also that service in the name of Christ not only benefited those served, but also us. Our lives have been incredibly enriched by those 3 years in Korea, as well as later when we were able to serve in South Africa, Indonesia, Uganda, and Colombia, and North Korea. We thank God for those opportunities. On a very personal level, our eldest son, who was first named Kim Hoon-young, who is now James, was born in Korea in 1961. He was one of the 5,000 children who were abandoned every month at that time due to the horrendous conditions after the war. We were able to adopt him there. Our second son, Mark, was born in Taegu, also rooting us to that place. I had a wonderful Korean obstetrician who delivered him, and we had wonderful care there. We give thanks to God for allowing us to experience His way in the world and to be Christ's hands and feet. Our question at our age now is, how can we continue to follow in His way in our present situation with our age and our health conditions? We are very thankful that we can ponder that question even now, and that following Jesus in His way is a lifelong path. We thank you for allowing us to share our story on this special occasion from your church. And if you have questions, we will be happy to answer as best we can. Thank you.
Mom 세대가 유크라인에서 핍박을 받다가 하나님을 의지하면서 굉장히 힘든 어려운 난민촌에서 살고 있습니다. 그래서 두 분이 이제 대학을 마치시고 NCC 매너나이션을 통해서 사역을 하시게 되는데, 평신도 선교사로 사역을 하셨던 것입니다. 대구에 가셔서, 결혼은 1960년에 했는데 대구에 가셔서 한 살도 안 된 어린아이, 사실은 병원에서 태어나서 건강이 굉장히 나쁜 아이였는데, 입양을 기다리고 있었지만 아무도 입양을 하지 않아서 이분들이 입양을 해오셨습니다. 지금은 미국에 와서 지금 서울 쪽에 사시는 것 같아요. 그리고 이제 두 번째로 말씀한 두 번째 아들은 그분들의 출산한 자녀들 때고요.
아멘 지어주면 돼요.
We have four. We adopted our daughter after, and then we had another birth child after.
So you have two sons and two daughters.
Three sons and one daughter.
Three sons and one daughter. Yeah. 두 사람을 입양을 했고, 두 사람 이분이 출산을 했는데요. 이렇게 해서 대구에 가서 계속 사역을 하시고, 그 후에 3년 후에 다시 돌아오셨지만, 그 후에도 계속 다른 지역들을 방문하시면서 사역을 하신 기회가 있으셨다고 합니다. 특별히 이분들이 캐나다에서 그런 난민, 피난민촌에 생활하면서 캐나다 정부와 캐나다 사람들의 도움을 많이 받았었기 때문에 한국에 가서 우리 한국 보아들이나 전쟁 후에 어려움을 당한 가난한 가정들을 돕는 것이 자신들이 겪었던 가난한 체험을 다시 한번 체험하면서 하나님의 은혜를 담는 것이라고 생각을 해서 기쁨으로 사역을 하실 수 있었고, 후에 돌아오신 후에도 계속 다른 지역들을 다니시고 사역을 하시고 하늘까지 다녀오셨다는 말씀이었습니다. So you have been to many other countries that you're coming back from.
Yes.
Yes. In Colombia.
We were in South Africa for 2 years, 1995 to 1997.
Did you do the same kind of work there?
No. Since then, Carl became a psychologist, and I was a social worker, and we were invited to South Africa to do trauma healing training as counseling
after apartheid
was ended.
So when Mandela was president?
Yes.
Just after he became president.
Yeah. 1995년에 흑백 인종 그 문제가 해결된 후에 만델라가 대통령 되었을 때 그쪽에 갔어서 이제 원래 전공이 사이코로지 때문에 거기에 가서 이제 트라우마 치유하는 그런 카운슬러로 훈련하는 사람을 하셨다고 합니다. So you taught at Penn State as well?
Yes, I did.
And
yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
I started a course called Decision Making. How to make decisions, because so many students came to see me and they said, what should I major in? And then when I asked them what they were majoring in, they said, I'm majoring in what my roommate is majoring in. I said, that's not a good basis for making decisions.
So you worked there, you started there as a counselor and then ended up teaching.
I did both.
Okay.
Yes.
So how long?
For 10 years.
10 years at Penn State?
Yes. And then I became a private psychologist.
Yeah, because Penn State is 10년 동안 일을 하셨고, 그 후에는 이제 개인, 뭐랄까, psychologist로 개인 practice 하셨다고 합니다.
My work as a psychologist was very rewarding. I worked with a lot of couples and individuals dealing with anxiety and depression and so on. Evelyn did similar work as a social worker, and so we shared a similar experience.
After working in those fields for a number of years, we felt restlessness. We said, we enjoyed our 3 years in Korea with MCC. Maybe we should see if there's a place for us. We didn't know whether anybody would need a psychologist and a social worker. But we applied to the Mennonite Central Committee again, and they said, we have a place for you where you can serve. So we were very happy. Then we went to, after the tsunami in Indonesia in 2004, we also went there to train people in trauma healing. And Carl did the same in Colombia. I didn't go to Colombia. And then we went to Uganda. We did the same in northern Uganda, trauma healing.
트라우마가 있는 분들은 찾아서
디시전 메이킹 필요한
분들. In South Korea, in South Africa, we work with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And it was a very moving experience to see people coming to terms with each other when they had conflicted with each other. People said, he shot my mother, but I forgive him. And it was very moving for us to see the work of God in people's lives. In South Africa.
In South Africa. 거기에서도 이제 그 트라우마 힐링뿐이 아니라 그런 식으로 화해를 많이 할 수 있도록 사역을 많이 하신 것 같아요. 그냥 비극적인 일들이 많이 있었는데 이분들이 가서 많이 해주셨다고 합니다.
Then we were invited to go to North Korea, and we could only go to North Korea because we were Canadians. The United States did not allow people to go to North Korea. So we went to North Korea for several months and were what? To teach psychology or to teach
trauma.
To teach trauma. It was really to teach English. And so the people in the class, there are mostly men, well, all men, about 35 of them were from department heads and various science departments. And they wanted to go to Canada or to some other country that spoke English. And so they needed to learn how to speak English. They could translate English very well on paper, but they could not speak it. And so, how do you say hello? How do you say goodbye? How do you not ask, how much money do you make? The question was, how do you speak, how do you introduce yourself to people?
Yeah. When was that?
2004. I'd like to add too. Our motivation and the motivation of the Mennonite Central Committee, although we could not go as Mennonite Central Committee representatives because it was an American agency, so we had to go under the China Education Exchange. But our goal was, the Mennonites have been sending food to the people in North Korea for many years, but they said, we always get a visa for 2 days, and we don't know where the food goes. We want to make friends with people so that they know that we are human beings also. And so our goal, even though it was to teach English, was mostly to be able to make friends. And I remember our minders, we always were watched everywhere we went. At the airport when we left, we had made friends with them. We all cried as we left, and we hugged each other. So we felt the goal, English teaching was a sidelight, but to make a connection of a human being to a human being.
How long?
2 months.
네, 두 달 동안, 아까 잘못 말씀드렸는데, 두 달 동안 평양에 가서, 거기에 있는 많은, they were mostly, so, they're like government officials.
No, mostly they were professors.
One of the things that I remember very well was we sang. I like to sing. And we brought thought. Singing was a good way to learn English. And we sang a number of songs, but one of them was a song from our hymn book. And we were very careful about not offending, but the song was, peace before us, peace behind us, peace under our feet, peace within us, peace above us, let everywhere be peace. And I remember looking across the room, and these men were singing this song, and it, even though religion and Christianity is not well known there, it felt to me like we could pray there. We could pray for peace. And I'll never forget that image of the people sitting there singing peace before us. And we hope and pray for peace.
Peace under our feet, peace within us, peace above us, let the world us be peace.
Thank you.
were you able to detect or meet any Christians in North Korea?
Meet any Christians there?
We met some. We went to two churches. One was a Catholic church, and one was a Protestant church. Before the war, there were many churches in North Korea. And on this particular hill, there was flooded with churches. Then the war came, and they said, Americans will not bomb churches because they are Christians. So people fled into the churches. But the churches got bombed, and the people were killed. And so, when we went to the Protestant church, we didn't talk to people because we were introduced by our minders and by the leaders, and then we walked out. But as we walked out, we walked down the aisle, and people had tears in their eyes because they saw that we were Christians.
They were singing one of the songs that we had learned in the South, Tashimanote. And as we walked down to see some of the older people with tears, that was very touching for us.
Thank you. Yes. 천주교하고 개신교 유교식을 방문하셨다고 하는데 아직 알아들으셨을 것 같은데 나이 많은 분들 중에는 교회에 대한 게 많이 있으니까 이분들이 말씀을 나눌 기회는 없었지만 소개를 인도한 분들이 했고 마지막에 예배 후에 회장 하실 때 결국 젊은 분들은 모를 것 같아요. 다시 만날 때까지 우리 다시 만날 때까지 라는 보통 우리가 폐하한테 불렀던 찬송이십니다. 찬송을 부르면서 폐하하고 두 분이 회장 하실 때 많은 분들이 눈물을 흘리고 있었다고
합니다. Glad to talk about some of the pictures that are on the wall.
예, 사진을 좀 보내주셔서 파워포인트 몇개 만들었는데요. So would you tell us about the photos? Yes.
오른쪽 불을 좀 꺼주세요. This is a picture of the orphan school. There were 200 orphan boys in the school, grades 7 to 12. And they were taught various trades as well as various skills.
Okay, which one is the orphan school? The
bottom one? That whole complex.
The
whole complex. Very large. Yeah. Yeah. Outside of
Taegu. Yes. 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 Yes.
This is a situation in which people lined up for feeding stations for food, and the man in the middle
smiling
was the interpreter, but he was the organizer of all these people, and there were 5,000 people in daily feeding stations every day.
Were you feeding them or was distributing the food?
Distributing food. Yeah, we call them feeding stations.
Yeah, 음식을 나눠주는 데. You said 5,000 people.
Every day.
Daily. Yeah. 5,000명
That was in 1962. The war had been over 1953, right. So this was still very hard time. Carl and I are standing at the back there, and Mrs. Lee is in front of me. She is the teacher. These women were widows who were taught sewing skills, and at the end of it, given a sewing machine in order to provide income for their families.
Was it Singer machine?
Singer, no, not electric.
재봉 학원을 운영을 해서 재봉 기술을 가르쳐 주고 이제 수료하면 재봉 들어 선물인데 발로 감는 전기가 아니고 그런 재봉기였다고 합니다.
I learned to sew. My mother's sewing machine was not electric either. Also,
one of the projects was to teach people to take people who would be likely to give up their children as orphans, to keep the child, to pay for, to have the father get a job, and maybe let get a bicycle or the woman get a sewing machine, and so that they could earn their own living and not give up their children and send their children to school.
그 문제가 뭐냐면 고아원을 운영하면서 부모가 없는 아이들, 전쟁고아들을 이제 수용해서 먹이고 가르치고 그렇게 했는데 가난한 가정에서 자신들이 아이들을 먹일 수가 없고 교육을 할 수가 없으니까 고아처럼 위장을 해서 고아원에 보냈대요. 그래서 계속 고아원에 고아들이 많아져서 이분들이 이제 이것으로는 해결이 안 되니까 그 부모들에게 교육을 시키고 기술을 가르쳐서 그들이 스스로 이제 생활을 할 수 있도록 도와주는 직업 훈련을 함으로써 부모들이 이제 자녀들을 포기하지 않고 그들을 키울 수 있도록 그래서 그렇게 사회 사업이 시작이 된 계기가 되었다고 합니다.
There were many orphanages, many orphanages in Korea at that time. But many of those children were not orphans. Those children came from families who simply could not afford, and they could see at an orphanage, maybe they can go to school, and maybe they can get some food. And so children were left there.
대구에서뿐이 아니라 사실 남한에서 각처에 있는 고아원들의 원 고아들이 사실은 다 부모가 있었는데 부모들이 가난했기 때문에 아이들을 고아원에 넘길 수밖에 없는 그런 문제가 지속적으로 있었다고.
The project started with one social worker and American funds. As the project grew, we went back in 1990 and there were 30 social workers and the city of Daegu had taken over the project and it was a multi-million dollar operation.
60년대에는 소셜 워커 한 분하고 미국에서 지원하는 그 후원금으로 운영하던 시설이 1990년에 지갔었을 때는 30명의 소셜 워커가 있었고 대구 시에서 그 프로젝트를 테이크오버해서 시에서 운영하는 그런 사회복지 단체가 된다고 합니다.
Because Mennonite Central Committee withdrew from South Korea in 1972 because things were getting better, and so then this agency took over that project.
MCC에서는 72년도에 철수를 했고 이제 그 이분들이 직접 운영을 하게 되는데 그것을 이제 90년대에 가서 대구 시가 같이 조인을 하게 되었다.
That's again the story. Her families lived in houses like that at the top. So, in dire situation.
여러분 이런 집 보셨어요, 한국에서? 예. 그 당시에는 대부분 대구에서 이렇게 열악한 환경 속에서 생활을 했다고 합니다. Are they local or are they from the northern part of Korea?
As far as we know, they came from North Korea. Yeah. They were refugees.
We also had a building project. There was somebody invented a brick that was mostly soil, but a little bit of cement, and so it was a low cost way of building houses. So some of those houses were
invented by Americans.
It wasn't American.
The owner said it was invented someplace.
Yeah, I think an American.
And sometimes the self-help project was to get somebody, a family, a bicycle so that they could go to the country, get food, and bring it to the city, sell it, and make a profit and keep the family alive.
So you were loaning the bicycle?
No, we gave them the bicycle, but they had to pay back.
So you sold
on a wish.
네, 그래서 자전거를 가난한 가정에 하나씩 대여해 주어서 그들이 이제 다른 데 가서 음식이나 이런 것들을 싸게 사서 팔므로써 영업을 할 수 있도록 교통수단을 제공해서 자립할 수 있도록 도와주셨고 그분들이 충분히 소득이 생기면 자전거 값을 갚는 그런 소득을 주고 하셨다고 합니다.
There's a bicycle.
Mr. Kim. Oh, the same.
Yeah, I know Mr. Kim. That's the town. Yeah, no, that is.
That's Mrs.
Lee. Oh, that
Who's
is
the
Carl.
Gentleman? That's Carl.
That is Carl. There. Oh, yeah. He's helping with the race car.
That's your son. Picture of the year.
very old pictures.
That was in 2000.
No, that was in
65. 62
to
65. 우시에서 예, 감사합니다. 혹시 질문 있으신가요?
They usually not ask any questions, even though I asked for the Bible study.
And your presentation was very clear to all of us.
Good.
다시 한번 우리 네, 두 분에게 뜨거운 감사의 박수.
You boarded the ship from it was a cargo ship or passenger ship?
It was a freighter.
Freighter, cargo ship.
And we boarded it in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Went down to San Francisco and LA, then across the ocean to Kobe, Japan, and then to Busan. So 23 days.
23 days. Yeah. Vancouver에서 배를 타고 미국 서부. 샌프란시스코 LA를 거쳐서 고베 이게 옛날 배들이나 그렇게 갔습니다. 지금은 부산에서 LA나 마이크로 열흘 만에 오는데 사실 제가 회사에 다닐 때도 내가 부산에서 출발하면 웨스코스트에 오는데 보통 20일은 걸렸던 것 같아요. 이분들이 가셨을 때나 한 30년 전까지만 해도 배가 그렇게 빨리 못 다녔던 것 같아요. 배를 타고 부산에 가셔서 이렇게 내리셨는데 사실 그 사진을 보여드렸어야 되는데 부산 항인데요. 동네 괜찮나요? 사진을 보니까 아무것도 없고 한국에 이런가 그랬었는데 예, 참 그분이 그곳에 가셔서 3년 동안 수고하시고 고아들을 단순히 밥만 주고 그런 것이 아니라 학교를 운영하시면서 아이들을 키웠고 또 가난한 가정들이 아이들을 포기하는 문제들이 자꾸 생기는 걸 보시고 거기 그것을 막기 위해서 그 가정이 자립할 수 있도록 네, 사회 사업으로까지 가진 참 훌륭한 비전을 갖고 계셨던 것 같아요. 제가 사실 따로 한번 이렇게 찾아뵀었는데 참 감동과 은혜를 많이 받았습니다.
어려울 때 와서 하나님의 은혜를 이렇게 나누신 두 분 생각하면 이제 우리가 감사하죠. 이런 분들이 많았기 때문에 한국이 지금 뭐 올림픽을 두 번이나 할 수 있는 나라로 발전을 했습니다. 자부심을 갖고 또 감사해야 될 것 같아요. 평창 올림픽을 할 때 좀 저희가 나누었던 기도 제목이 그것이었죠. 한국이 이렇게 발전하는 것, 많은 사람들에게 보여주는 것으로 끝나는 것이 아니라 그러한 것이 전부 복음의 은혜를 통해서 출발이 된 발전이었다는 것을 우리가 전달할 수 있도록 함께 기도를 해왔는데요. 많은 열매들이 맺어질 것이라고 믿습니다. 계속해서 우리가 한국을 위해서 또 북한을 함께 기도해야 될 것 같습니다. 이 시간에 두 분의 건강을 위해서 계속해서 지금도 하나님 나라를 위해서 사역을 하시려고 하는데요. 네.
I'm 81.
81.
And I'm 76. 76. I'm reading a book about ages. Mm-hmm. Age discrimination. Uh-huh. So now they are saying 80 years old is 60 years of age about 20, 30 years ago. So 우리 이장로님도 계시지만 the late 80s, one of our elders, that doesn't look like in the late 80s, it looks like in the early 70s. 나도 지금 건강하신데요. 그렇기 때문에 아까 말씀하신 내용 중에서 이제 앞으로 계속 어떻게 예수님의 제자로 섬기실 수 있을까 그 질문이 자신들이 가지고 있는 질문이라고 우리가 채워드렸습니다. As they have shared that how they continue to follow Jesus' footsteps. 이 시간에 잠깐 두 분을 위해서 두 분의 건강과 두 분이 계속해서 예수님의 제자로 아름답게 섬길 수 있도록 두 분을 기도하겠습니다. We will briefly pray for the barges, for their help, and for their calling and continuous mission to serve Christ and to be Jesus' followers. Let's pray. 하나님 감사합니다. 오늘 하루 저희들이 만나서 귀한 행복을 들었습니다. 본인들이 당한 아픔을 생각하며 전쟁 후에 대국민을 중심으로 전쟁과 그 가난과 아픔 속에 어려움을 겪던 우리
우리도 이렇게 주님을 위해서, 주님의 나라를 위해서, 이웃을 위해서 희생하고 헌신하는 그리스도의 제자가 될 수 있도록 우리 자신과 교회를 위해서 기도하겠습니다. Actually, let's pray for ourselves to become Jesus' disciples who serve the Lord by serving the people around us who are hungry and thirsty, especially those who need to know Jesus Christ. 1분 정도 함께 통성을 기도하겠습니다. 거기까지 하나님이십니다. 우리 교회를 위해서, 우리 자신을 위해서 기도합니다. 우리도 우리 자신만을 섬기는 자들이 되지 않을까 싶습니다.